Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. There's no word on a motive for a shooting at a Presbyterian church in Southern California today that left one person dead, four others critically injured. Jeff Halleck is undersheriff of Orange County.
The incident happened at lunch, at a lunch banquet following the morning service. And again, to remind you, this is all very preliminary information. We believe a group of churchgoers detained him and hogtied his legs with an extension cord and confiscated at least two weapons from him. He was detained when the deputies arrived.
Police have an Asian man in his 60s in custody and say they've recovered two handguns. His connection to the church, if any, isn't clear. Federal agencies, including the FBI and ATF, are on scene. And in Buffalo, New York, community members gathered at a local church near the site of yesterday's mass shooting at a supermarket that left 10 people dead. Authorities are calling it a racist and extremist attack. Emily Watkins from member station WBFO has more.
Community members gathered at True Bethel Baptist Church, just a mile and a half from the Tops Market where the shooting occurred, for the 8:30 a.m. service. Family members of the victims, a Tops employee, and Tops customers were joined by elected officials, including New York Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James. Bishop Darius Pridgen said this.
And if you do not stand behind those holy desks and acknowledge that there are still people who hate black people, you can go to hell with the shooter for all I care. Because at the end of the day, if you're silent right now, you're not a friend of mine.
The sermon message was one of grief, anger, sadness, and a resounding call for justice for the people killed Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Emily Watkins in Buffalo.
Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor and U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman says he's been hospitalized after an apparent stroke. Sam Dunklaw of member station WITF has more.
The Keystone State Senate primary is just a few days away, and Fetterman is leading a group of four candidates for his party's nomination. But on Friday, he says his wife Giselle rushed him to a hospital on the campaign trail after she noticed the initial signs of a stroke. Fetterman says doctors discovered the culprit, a blood clot caused by an irregular heartbeat. They removed it quickly, which Fetterman says spared him any cognitive damage. In a statement, Fetterman says he's on his way to a, quote, full recovery and vowed to continue his campaign. Fetterman hasn't given any timeline for his release from the hospital, but told supporters he's, quote, taking a minute before he hits the road again. For NPR News, I'm Sam Dunklaw in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in positive territory at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.6%. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. is set to remove five extremist groups, all thought to be defunct, from its list of foreign terrorist organizations. Several once posed significant threats, killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people across Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. Although the groups are inactive, the decision is politically sensitive for the Biden administration and the countries in which the organizations operated. The organizations include the Basque separatist group ETA, the radical Jewish group Kahane Ketch, and two Islamic groups that have been active in Israel, the Palestinian territories, and Egypt. The destruction of Ukrainian cultural treasure since the Russian invasion began has ranged from art museums to public libraries. The damage is being tracked by UNESCO. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
UNESCO has verified damage to more than 100 cultural landmarks. They include a drama school, a Bible seminary, a statue of a beloved Ukrainian poet, and several local history museums. In 1954, Russia signed the Hague Convention to protect cultural properties during war. But Ukrainian officials have alleged invading forces have looted artworks by the thousands from museums in Mariupol and elsewhere. Volunteers internationally have been working to help preserve Ukrainian cultural heritage by digitally saving manuscripts, music, and other materials online. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is up 1.3%. The Asia Dow is up about 0.8%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.